It's been quite a while that we've been excited about Joy Villa coming onto the Dream State. She is the perfect example of a Dream Stater because she has caused her own big break in her career. She's sold an astounding number of records. She has a fascinating story. She wants to uplift the world like us. Joy, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Super awesome. Yeah.
This is wonderful. So we were talking a little bit about your background and where you came from, your parents. Can you tell us about that?
I started in theater at 5 years old. And I was very demanding at that age in regards to how I looked. Fashion has always been a big part of my presentation and my branding. So my mom made my costume when it was an angel because it was a Christmas play. I said, Mom, it has to look perfect. And I don't know how I knew at 5 years old what perfect was for a costume, but that just made me, you know, extremely into fashion, extremely into performance. So I sang, I danced, I acted from 5 years old all through my teens. And I actually graduated high school at 16 years old and went into doing TV production, live TV for Youth Network Television in Santa Barbara and throughout New York to over 40,000 homes.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. And then you also, you were homeschooled, right? And can you tell us about how the poetry was important in that?
When we were home, my mom homeschooled us by basically just letting us write poetry all day, which me and my sister and my older brother, that's all we did all day is we wrote poetry, we wrote songs, we played keyboard together. And that really shaped me as an artist because I ended up turning a lot of those poems into music, mm-hmm. and as well as competing in poetry competitions and winning at 10 years old.
Wow. And you currently write your own music, right?
Yes. Yeah. I write my own music. It's mm-hmm. always been important for me. I made my first concept album at 8 years old. And I drew the cover because I also paint and draw. And I've always just been able to flourish and prosper as an artist as a young age. My parents gave me the permission to be an artist. So I never felt like you have to be a doctor or you have to be a lawyer. Not that those things are bad, but my parents said, do what you love. So that became a reality for me. I really just never stopped doing what I was doing as a kid, but now I do it professionally and get paid for it.
Incredible.
How can one learn to focus on the good things and ignore the bad? Maybe you get a bad comment from someone online or how do you deal with that?
That can be very difficult. I've had a lot, my fair share of haters drinking their haterade. it all comes down to very few points. Mm-hmm. Three things, in fact. One is you never have to respond. They're just trying to bait you into responding and losing your cool. So keep your cool, don't say anything. Two is if you do feel like saying something, you can just say, hey, listen, I know you feel that way, but here's the truth. I love the way I sound and I make music for everyone. Why don't you take a listen? Or maybe you're a singer, I'd like to hear your stuff. Engage them in conversation because I've turned haters into lovers real quick. They go, oh, I didn't think you would respond. I go, yeah, well, I'm a human too. And three is remember to put out good products. Mm. Just keep creating. The more hate you get, honestly, it's a very small percentage, but the more hate you get, it actually means you are expanding and you're reaching so many people that some people are gonna be jealous. Some people are going to be scared of you. So just realize that if you have 1,000 fans, you're going to probably have at least 10 haters. And that's a good thing because as you increase your fans, the haters seem to increase, but it's still small in comparison. But honestly, who cares what they think about you? Keep creating. There's an audience out there for you. There are going to be people who recognize what you do and love it. And don't worry about being famous right now. Put out a good product, put out your best song, write your best script, get it out there. Because the longer you hold on to it and think, oh, I have to perfect it, no one's gonna like it yet, the more time is passing when you could be making friends in the entertainment industry, you could be making fans out there. Get it out. It won't be the last thing you do, and you will find fans. You never know what is gonna hit. When my album hit number one on iTunes, it was already, and Amazon and Billboard, it had already been out for 3 years. So it wasn't like it came out and suddenly it hit. People discovered it later and then they ended up buying everything I made. So you never know what's gonna hit. Just keep on putting that stuff out there.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
That's so incredible. It reminds us of one of our favorite directors, Michel Gondry, who did, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, yeah.
He said he had all these projects and he just kept making them. And finally, when one of them was very successful, then suddenly, Hollywood wanted to produce all the other ones that he wasn't able to get made before. So I love how you said that, just keep creating. And when it does happen, then you have kind of a store of amazing things to just go forward with.
Exactly. They're all going to want to find your old stuff before you were discovered. So just put it out there.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I was really curious about, you know, the time that you did spend in this sort of like, I know you love Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
In this sort of like, you know, Paradise City, Welcome to the Jungle kind of world of Hollywood, of, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and how that seemed like a very interesting world, but then you weren't really creating, you found. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that?
You know, we're all broken people at some point in our life.
True.
And I was a young girl who was fairly broken and hadn't, found a lot of stuff inside me that I was okay with. So growing up, my household was tumultuous at times. Mm-hmm. And I sort of had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. I was like, I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to live the life I want. Growing up as a preacher's kid, it was very strict in my house.
Wow.
So when I came into the Hollywood scene, I said, well, I can do whatever I want. And of course, when you're 18, 19 years old, it's very easy to go into that dark circle. And I just found myself going into the sex, drugs, and rock and roll and thinking, I'm living the rock star life. This is how it's supposed to be. Really, it was just a party lifestyle. It was nothing that I created. I was writing songs. I never put them out at that time. I was performing, but I wasn't really selling anything. I wasn't really performing my music. Mm-hmm. I was sort of just hanging out. So after 2 years of that, I realized I hit bottom. I said, this is not the lifestyle for me. I'm wasting my life away. And if I don't wake up, this is what I'm going to be doing when I'm 45 years old. Mm-hmm. And I knew that's not why I was created or put here on this planet.
That's beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. Today I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't hang out with people who do, because it takes away your creativity. You think you're creating something, but all you're doing is getting stuck in mud until you wake up and go, these are not my people and this is not my scene. And I see so many young people get stuck in that, how they should be, or you know what's cool at the moment, but it's not going to last. Really, the people who are the most successful, no matter what their image is, they're back there doing juice cleanses, they're going vegan, they're doing yoga, they're not YOLOing all over the place.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. So how can like a bright idea create a success overnight?
Really, the biggest thing is you as the creator have to believe in it. So connect with like-minded people. You know, we don't do this alone. We need a good team. You get it out there on every streaming, every, you know, live platform, everywhere you can, and you push it. Then, of course, when people look at it, they need to be able to look at you. Are you branded with your idea? Even if this is your first project, put your bio up there. Maybe write a book, write a little blog. Do something that creates the whole world. Because when people are going to see your project, they're going to want to see who's behind it. So push it, believe in it, and connect with others. And that's really how you push an idea.
Yeah, I agree. So you're a perfect example of what the dream state is about. Like, you created your big break, I think, like with the great bright idea, like we were just talking about. And so basically, I remember, like, I was on Facebook one night with friends, you know, and I was like, wow, Joy just wore this incredible like fence dress, and it was so stunning. And then I saw the media and all the press, and it was like they went nuts over that dress.
Yeah, it came from, you know, just being wild and being like very creative and off the ball. And I said, it's 2015, this is my first Grammys, right? And I'm a member of the Recording Academy, and it's my first professional red carpet. And so I was like, okay, tour 35 countries. I'm an artist, I need to make a great and grand entrance. And one designer had that beautiful dress. I said, that's my dress, and it's gonna be a lot of fun to wear. And I don't care if I'm in the worst dress or the best dress, it's all about having fun and being myself, and that's what I got to do.
Why was the fence dress so controversial? What was the message behind that dress, and why were you attracted to that dress?
I think, you know, the dress was controversial because it was see-through.
Yeah, but you had the perfect body.
Thank
for it,
you.
So you loved it.
You could see through it, but you couldn't see really any details, right?
Yeah.
And it was orange. It was not a fabric. It was actually made out of snow fence. It's construction material. My message behind it, the reason why I chose that gown, is to have fun with fashion. You can wear sparkles. You can wear color. You can wear texture. It's how you express yourself. Have fun with fashion. It's one outfit. It's not going to be the last thing you wear. So my message was, wear what makes you feel good. The 2017 Grammys, my Pro America dress actually ended up pushing me to number one on iTunes, Amazon, and Billboard. I mean, when I outsold my favorite artists like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Beyonce, Adele, Lady Gaga, it was a dream come true. Having my first album hit number one on the charts is every artist's dream. So I said, okay, I got to keep going with this. My next EP I just put out this year is called Home Sweet Home. It's all about my love for America. Mm-hmm. You know, America's the land of opportunity and freedom. And Home Sweet Home is all about that inspiring music. And so I'm proud because that album has also hit number 2 on the Amazon charts. And we're working on music videos and everything for that, and probably a tour by the end of the year.
I was just blown away. I'm blown away. Did you expect, you know, what happened at the Grammys to have that kind of impact on your career?
No, I did not. And really, you have to have several, spoons stirring in your pots. Mm-hmm. And you just keep stirring them. You go, okay, I'll spice it over here, spice it over here, over there, okay. Working this, the social media angle, the YouTube, this, that, mm-hmm. and the other. And when something pops off, like that Grammys appearance, it is not expected, but yet it is what I created my life to be about.
Was there a time when you thought, I finally made it?
I don't think any artist feels like they finally made it. Mm. I'm at a different level than I was 2 years ago, for sure. And I think every year I hope to, you know, every month I hope to make it higher than where I was before. Because for me, it's not something where I want to retire from this life. Mm-hmm. I love doing what I do. I get to meet fans all over the world, mm-hmm. all over the country, who are inspired by me and my messages. My fans are everything. You know, they keep me going. And they tell me how my music lightens up their day. They'll tell me stories. They'll send me letters. And that, to me, is the best thing an artist can do, is make a difference in the lives of others. And I work on a lot of charity programs as well, working in the inner cities. I'm working with the Peace Rides to help stop gang violence here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. with the Way to Happiness Foundation. Yeah. It's one of the most important things I've been able to do, using my platform to bring peace throughout the world and foster relationships.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've gone through anything that's been really difficult, and, you know, has that shaped you in a way and made you kind of take a different perspective in your career?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, before, you know, my career took off, I've been through abusive relationships. I've been through challenging scenarios. I mean, some that I brought on myself, with drugs and drinking and wanting to be liked, wanting to be popular. For me, I said, I have to let go of this wanting to be liked, wanting to be adored. I have to just be myself. Because the truth is, I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not. And when I really truly did that, that's when I started taking off. So now I feel like I've overcome that. And I've been through a lot of abusive situations, a lot of hard situations. But that doesn't mean I'm a victim. I'm a victor. That shaped who I am today because I've overcome those obstacles.
Yeah, that's amazing. Can you talk about the kind of pressures that artists face in the music industry to sell themselves in a physical, sexy way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've made mistakes in my life. You know, I've being young and wanting to sort of experiment with things, and I am kind of a wild child. I'm a rock and roller. But I've come to respect myself and respect my body, respect my image, and know I don't have to sort of wear the tattered clothes to be rock and roll, or to sort of show everything to be cool. Mm-hmm. Now, if I do choose to, for a certain effect, then that's the creation of that effect. Mm-hmm. So for me, this is how I dress. This is what makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to be feminine and ladylike and confident the same way. And I really want young girls to do the same thing.
I agree.
That's amazing. Yeah. One of the things that blew me away in talking to you is that you said, yes, I'm African-American.
Yep.
Yes, I'm this. Yes, I'm that. But those things don't necessarily define who I am. I'm me.
That's right.
I love that about you. Can you talk
Thank
about
you.
That?
You could say another obstacle I face is people say, well, what are you? Right? And I'm like, I'm a human. It's the last time I checked, right? So a lot of people want to put you in a box so they can categorize you and put a label on you. She's the this, she's the that. And I'm accepting of everybody's religious views, sexuality, gender, race. All those things are great. But who are you as a spiritual being? When I talk to my fans, I tell them, you're a spiritual being. You can create your own destiny. And I want to inspire people to realize that. It's not about what you were born into. It's about what you create out of it.
So true. That's so amazing. What are the, like, 5 action steps, like, we're talking to, you know, young and upcoming artists, you know, that you would give them to get their career going or continuing on with their careers?
The Joy strategic plan for expansion.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
Yes. Well, first, I would say step number 1 is believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Even if no one else believes in you, you have to believe that you are worthy of success, that you can earn success, that you can reach the world. Mm-hmm. 2 is communicate. communicate everything and anything. Art is communication. Write, draw, paint, speak, talk, dance, move, get out there. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to fail and then be able to change so you can succeed. Mm-hmm. Number three brings me to don't be afraid of failure. You know, there's a lot of failures, quote unquote failures, on the way to success. You know, many times people who they've tried to discover great things, they failed 1,000 times before they discover that one special thing that hits. Right. So don't be afraid of failure. I'd say number four is reach out to your community. Mm-hmm. You know, reach out to people who are doing a little better than you so you can pick up their shine. Yeah. Find out what's needed and wanted from them. Say, hey, can I bring you coffee? Can I volunteer? Can I learn and glean from you? Yeah. Hey, I read your book. Can I do something for you? You know, volunteer, use your connections, use your community. And really, you have to not be afraid of the word no. You have to knock on doors. And I would say number five is realize that this world is built on kindness and love, and everything you do ripples out into the universe. So seek, you know, helping people, seek to be friendly and love everyone from the person on the lowest bottom of the totem pole to the highest. Treat them with respect and kindness, no matter what.
Yeah, those are all great. And we agree with those. All of them.
I feel so uplifted. I'm literally going to fly above this studio.
Joy Tribe!
Thank you so much for being on the Dream State. Guys, I hope you enjoyed Joy Villa and check out her full episode and look forward to seeing you guys again on the Dream State.